views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the hit show, Heart Center Talk Radio, with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Good morning. Welcome, everyone, to this very interesting, as I see it happening, session of Heart Center Talk Radio. And my guest today is Kevin Rayfield, David Fitch. And he is an amazing guy, and I've known him for, I don't know, at least a decade, maybe a little longer. He is a performing artist, a Tai Chi master with a number of gold medals, an accomplished author, and a gifted astrologer. Rayfield, as he prefers to be called, was introduced to astrology, which is one of his primary life passions, in 1979 by a distinguished hermetician in the Church of Light, a well-established astrological movement founded in 1932 by C.C. Zane. And he was mentored by several accomplished astrologers. He's always been an avid student, and Rayfield is now actually recognized internationally for his talent, insight, and expertise in this discipline. He began offering private consultations in the mid-1980s, and today Rayfield is actually an actor and has been involved in musical and theatrical work, and has amongst those whom he has counseled through his astrological practice some pretty famous people, CEOs, CFOs, corporate bigwigs. And so he's here with us today to share his insights as to this ancient art and actually spiritual science. So welcome, Rayfield.
Thank you, David, and thank you for having me on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm very glad to be here today.
So you've shared that astrology is much more than just about horoscopes and love, health, and money. It's kind of an important piece of our spiritual toolkit, as those of us who are involved in working on ourselves desire to move higher in consciousness. So share with us your insights as to the importance of astrology for today, and maybe we'll get into some of the portents that you see happening. So tell us more about it, what you do and how you do it.
Let me begin by telling you a story. I was in New Rochelle, New York about 30 years ago, and I was walking north on North Avenue, and a friend of mine stopped me and said, "Hey, Rayfield, I have a friend who has a question for you." Lady came up to me and said, "Where's my brother?" I had my watch. I looked at it, noted the time, and I said to this woman that I will get back to you. And for the next couple of days, I calculated the chart based on her question, which is a branch of astrology called horary astrology, or the astrology of a question. Every question, everything that goes on in our lives has a corresponding planetary configuration. And this goes back to what El Moya said in the Agni Yoga books, that every event and manifestation is subject or lends itself to computation. And for those of you who may do a lot of reading, there is a book that came out this year called How to Measure Everything. So what I did back then was I measured the question by calculating a horoscope based on her question, "Where is my brother?" utilizing this system called horary astrology. And after examining the chart, I discovered that her brother, which she had not seen in almost 30 years, was about 12 miles away from her. They were estranged for a period of time. And the chart explained the distance and the whereabouts of the individual in a general way. The direction that the brother was in was southeast of where this woman and I stood. And he was in a hospital. The chart actually showed that he may have had heart difficulties or heart problems and that he was being hospitalized. Anyway, I came back to her with this. I said to go and see if there are any hospitals this distance. And I do believe there was a hospital not too far from the Whitestone Bridge. If it's still there now, I do not reckon. And she did. She called me back about a week or two and said, I found my brother. And he was just coming out of the hospital. He was very sick. And I found him. I was astounded. Now, this was one of my initiations into how astrology can be effective in understanding life here. There are many dimensions to it, yet that was one of my, I guess you can say, calls to astrology. So yes.
That's radical. I just want to say that, the three magi were astrologers. And when you consider that they actually were able, by looking at the stars, to calculate the place where Jesus was born, there's a lot to the science. And you just shared an amazing story where you pinpointed the location of an individual based on this knowledge of the stars. So I just would like to point out to our listeners that, these magi were able to do the same thing, but for you to do it in this day and age was pretty radical.
Yes, and I'm sure there are many astrologers out there who may have similar stories of this. The science or the art or the discipline does work. Does it work every time? Well, you always have the element of spirit here. And in this case, astrology can be considered a relative science down here as we practice it. Now, as the magi to whom you refer practiced astrology, they were very precise because they were able to work from a multivariate, multidimensional frame of reference, not just the frame of reference that we have here being on the earth. They were able to make contact with higher astrology and discover the whereabouts of the birth of Jesus the Christ. So today, yes, this particular discipline is very helpful. Yet, if it wasn't for the fact that there is a more spiritual and light field of influence overshadowing and pervading and perfusing and infusing through what we know as astrology, there could have been cataclysms many, many times over. Yet, because of the intercession of great spiritual beings, many of the portents that have been released over the years have not come to pass.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like there's what's known as mundane astrology, which, you see in the newspapers and people, we go to a Chinese restaurant and right there on the mat is the 12 Chinese aspects, and whether you were born in the cycle of the dragon or whatever it is, the snake, the boar. And yet what you're sharing seems to be more mystical, more deep. And how did you come to the point where you were actually able to ascertain some of these very deeper mysteries?
Well, I had a mentor. He was a great guy. And I believe he's still alive. I used the term was. I haven't seen him in quite a while, quite a number of years. He is an historian, a physics expert, a remarkable astrologer. And when I first met him, he told me that if you're going to calculate horoscopes of people based on their birth date, birth time, and birthplace, you're going to have to know horary astrology. And He asked me, "Are you an astrologer?" I said, "Yes," timidly. And he said, "Do you know horary astrology?" I said, "No." He says, "Well, how can you call yourself an astrologer if you do not know horary astrology?" So that right there was the beginning of my understanding of different aspects of astrology, just like you have different departments of medicine or psychology or psychiatry. There are different aspects of astrology.
Hey, so we're going to have to take our first intermission here. Sorry to interrupt you. This is Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Lewis. My wonderful guest today is Raphael Fitch, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Well, we're back with Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Lewis, and my guest today is Raphael Fitch. And before we allow him to tell the rest of that story that he was interrupted with, I'd like to say that Raphael has written a book called Celestial Configurations of Africa and the Caribbean. And we are ready to give away one free copy to someone selected at random from all of you listeners out there who call into our Heart Center store. And the number is 312-253-7600. Again, that's 312-253-7600. One more time for those driving or wherever you are, 312-253-7600. 253-7600. That's one free copy selected at random of Celestial Configurations of Africa and the Caribbean. I'll let Raphael talk a little bit later about that. So go ahead and tell the rest of your story about your friend.
Well, this was back in 1981-82, where my friend, mentor, suggested I read a couple of books on horary astrology. So he suggested one by a very famous astrologer, Ivy Goldstein Jacobson, very familiar and popular astrologer, recently passed. And I studied that book. And at the time, I was working at an architectural firm in White Plains, New York. Anyway, I had understood many of the concepts in this book, and I began to practice them. So come to find out, there was a young lady who was working there who spoke to my boss, and my boss and I had a conversation about astrology. And so he actually mentioned to her that I was, quote, into, unquote, astrology. So she came up to me and said, when is my baby going to be born? And this is shared in my book, so that's a configuration. So people will be able to read it there in its fullness. And I looked at the time. I told her that I will get back to her on this question. And I did the chart. I gave her the information. And I told her that the baby would be born about 2 weeks beyond the date. Or I gave her the date. She told me that her pediatrician said, such and such a date, the baby was going to be born. And what I told her was about a week after what he said. And so I left the information with her, and I left the company. And so about 6 months later, I get a call saying my baby was born on the exact day. It was the same sex that you had said. And I just came to tell you that you were right. Now, this was my first initiation into astrology. It, to me, it was like I was called. It was like, here, this is for you.
It's almost prophecy then. It's prophecy of the stars when you can interpret it.
Yes, yes. And the beauty of it is what you just said, when you can interpret it. It does require, it requires something more than yourself. Or better yet, a higher aspect of yourself to be able to do these kinds of things. And so you give credit where credit is due, to your presence, to your solar presence, your God self. And I know that what I was able to do back then was not because I'm a great intellect, yet I allowed myself to become a student of these, of this higher science, and I'm very grateful. So, yes, as I said in the book, you'll be able to read the entirety of that story. And my teacher, would you allow me to just say one more thing about him?
Sure, sure.
He was a very practical guy. He worked for the police department. The police many times would call him and ask him to do charts on specific situations. Now, I will say this. He did some work on the Brinks robbery that took place back, I believe it was the late 70s or early 80s. And I can't say more than that. Yet, he taught me about mundane astrology, which is the astrology of nations, states, and cities. And he told me that the geographical center of the city of Mount Vernon, which is where I grew up, is the point that you should take as the center of your the horoscope of the city. And if you desire to know what's going on 4th Street and 7th Avenue or any other part, look at the houses or the sectors in the chart as they relate to these streets, and you can begin to understand and even see ahead of time and possibly prevent any negative things from occurring. And he did this. What he would do is he would teach students by example. He would actually do charts and take them out into the street at night and watch certain events unfold. This was how deep this guy was. So anyway, he was one of my chief mentors, and thank you for allowing me to talk about him.
All right. Well, you know, in your book, you deal a lot with all of the African countries, and you know, there's personal astrology, and then, as you just mentioned it, the astrology of cities and nations and peoples. And, you know, there's a crisis going on in Africa and the Middle East right now. And we, you know, there's a lot on Ebola. Can you tell us, just from your own perspective, based on astrology, what you see as the outpicturing of the portents in the skies for the future, and what maybe we can do about it? Because I think, as you and I agree, astrology is kind of a map. It's not set in stone that everything is supposed to happen a certain way, yet the portents, the omens are there, and we have free will. So tell us your take on what's going on right now and what we can do about it.
And what you just said requires me to say one thing, a quote from Emerson, that our universe is volatile and fluid. It is not set in stone, as you just said. And so, yes, there is a constant circulation of energies, and they do not necessarily mean because they are on a flat, two-dimensional piece of paper called a horoscope or on a flat screen. These can be brought up to a three-dimensional, multi-dimensional level and can begin to be understood. In regards to Liberia and Sierra Leone have had many civil wars, as you know, some of them lasting more than 20 years. I believe, in terms of the astrology of Liberia, that Liberia has the potential to rise out of her present circumstances. She has Scorpio rising, which represents the entire country and its people. And as you know, Scorpio is related to the initiation or the initiatic process. Now, initiation basically is a process of inclusion, a process of gaining greater universality. And so they're on a path of gaining greater spiritual understanding. However, Scorpio does deal with tests and trials and the conflict of warring dualities. And at this present moment, the progressed Mars of Liberia, which is the governor or the ruler of its sixth sector or sixth house of health, public health, has just risen above the horizon. And Mars, in this particular sector of the seventh house of other countries and the diplomacy between Liberia and other countries, is indicative of what is happening now. I mean, we heard of what happened with the traveler from Liberia. There may be possibilities now of closing airports and not admitting people from Liberia or Sierra Leone or Guinea from entering the U.S. This is something that is on the table to be discussed in order to contain the virus. However, when you look at this, you can see a direct correlation between the public health of Liberia and the significator or the planet governing that house of dis-ease manifesting itself in the house of other countries and diplomacy. So at this point, Liberia can only begin to exercise a greater desire to find a cure. And this basically is what I believe is going to happen. There are so many people talking about keeping the people from Liberia from entering the country or containing the virus. I haven't heard anyone in the news talk about finding a cure yet. Now, whether some believe it's that the virus is weaponized or whether they believe it came out of a natural process is not important and immaterial. The key thing is the cure.
Yeah.
And there's one cure that has a lot to do with spirituality. I mentioned that Liberia had civil war. What happens in a civil war? There is a degradation and a weakening of the auric fields and the energy fields of the people there. Suffering, there's lack of food, lack of resources. What happens is that there has to be a requirement for a greater spiritual fire in that country. And I can explain how that can come about in another segment because I realize that we're getting close to the next 15-minute cycle.
All right. Well, there's a lot to talk about. You know, there's all kinds of things floating around on the internet about Ebola and how crazy it could be and you know, what the cures are. And some people talk about colloidal silver and people can do their own research. And yet, you know, I think there is something going on behind the scenes that we're not always aware of. And yet at the same time, it's tragic that over 3,400 people have died. At least that's what our media reports. And we'll see where it all ends up. I think we can pray and we can do our own work on ourselves and we can take health precautions and, you know, we'll just see what happens. So This is Heart Center Talk Radio. My guest today is David Raphael Kevin Fitch, maybe not in that order. And we're going to talk about the astrology of the Golden Age when we come back, and also some new ebooks that you're working on. And you've already published one book. You're working on two more, and how people can possibly get some of this information and what you are actually just about ready to publish. So stay tuned. Heart Center Talk Radio. My guest is Raphael Fitch, and we're going to take our next intermission here. Be back in 3.
Excited about Galeo's Cafe and Galeo's dressings. All of the flavoring comes from a family tradition and recipe, and secondly, from people that love to bring to the table, literally bring to the table, what I grew up with, and that is a lot of love and delicious ingredients. And when I first discovered it, it was about 6 or 7 years ago. And what I loved about them was not only are they gluten-free, but they're made from some of the, you know, most incredible natural ingredients. And more importantly, I just want to say is for many of us, low fat and sugar, I mean, no sugar. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here.
Order your dressing today. Visit GaleosCafe.com. That's GaleosCafe.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm David Lewis with Heart Center Talk Radio, and my guest is Raphael Fitch, and we're talking about all kinds of stuff here, and I'd like to highlight how you can get a hold of Raphael if you're interested in a personal consultation. So, Raphael, can you give out your preferred contact information?
Yes, my URL is the Astrology Consultant, www.theastrologyconsultant.com. And phone number is actually it's on the website.
Okay,
and
great.
I can give it later if you like.
And you're operating out of Washington State. You're originally from New York, and yet you do work anywhere, right?
Yes. I can use Skype as we're doing now, and as well as telephone consultations. And if you're in the neighborhood in Oregon or Washington, I can actually see you personally.
Okay. So what do you see as the portents for what we call a golden crystal age, a new age of love, freedom, enlightenment, and new spiritual possibilities? And what is your take on the challenges that are opposing it and what we can do to help bring it about?
Well, what I see as the practice of astrology in the new age is that it would be taken off the paper and applied in daily lives. What I mean by that is the sources of life and the sources of energy that flow through the planets, they come from a source. And when looking at a horoscope, there are some limiting factors when analyzing horoscopes. And one is that when you look at a horoscope, there's a tendency to think only of the particular and the specific as it affects you, not knowing many times that it is the universal and the general, the actual sources of the energies that end up manifesting themselves in a particular way in your chart that people must be considering. So if we begin to consider the origins of life, the sources of life, and to pay less attention to just the transits and the progressions in our horoscope, which are more specific and more particular and yet more limiting because we're putting our attention on it, then we can have a better go at it. There are people who do not know anything about their astrology. And these people may be very calm. They may be able to access greater stillness. I remember Emerson said, if you desire real solitude, you won't get it from just reading a book in your room or writing. You'll get it by looking at the stars. I thought that was pretty cool. So if people can look at their own star, which is always above them, known as their I Am presence, their solar presence, the source of their own life, which in a sense has the qualities of a star and is the ultimate astrologer. One can move around one's day without knowing anything about their chart, and yet if they are in tune with their higher self, their divine astrologer, you might say, then all things throughout the day can be wonderful. One can say, I have a wonderful day today. And when you say that, you're putting it out into the ethers. And you're using conscious language to declare something, to assume something that may not be present yet. You've projected it and you're creating it and you're living it. So we can begin to move to a greater sense of feeling our own source, our own power flowing through us. People listening in this on this broadcast right now, if you don't know anything about your I Am presence, your source of life, if you spend a couple of moments, you don't have to do it now, but a couple of moments to feel the descent of energy flowing above you, through you, if you're very still, you can feel it within a couple of seconds. And this can be an introduction for you to gain a greater sense of harmony and greater coherence with your higher self.
So really our higher self is kind of symbolized by the sun. And in my book, Almoria's book on Advanced Studies of the Menorah, the whole teaching is about the sun, really, and about solar awareness or consciousness. And the sun is kind of isn't it the preeminent sign in astrology that we really focus on. The sun sign of people kind of speaks highly about who they are, what their life will be about, you know, whether they're born in the cycle of Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, whatever it is. The sun is so crucial.
Yes, the sun is our source. I mean, we see it even when we just look at life here. It is the sun that maintains all the planets and that sends vital life energy throughout the atmosphere. So it is the sun that we can definitely begin to feel is the life giver. And so in astrology, yes, the sun does represent the source. And that's in Western astrology. In Vedic astrology or the astrology of India, the moon is given more preeminence and the sun is considered less. So in here you have different systems. In esoteric astrology, which is more of the astrology of the spirit or spiritual or esoteric astrology, the sun represents that which is past. It represents the point you have reached. In other words, when you're born and you and the sun is in a particular place, that shows where you've come up to this point, and it shows the antecedents to your birth in terms of what you come here bringing. So if you're born under the sign of Gemini, you come here bringing a potential of great mental acuity. Yet that is what you come here with. Where you're going is indicated by your rising sign or your ascendant. That shows the direction that your very soul is desiring to go into. So you come from your sun, which brought you here, to your rising sign, which is the horizon, the constellation on the horizon at your birth. And if you look at horizons, they're always ahead of you. They're in front of you. So the ascendant shows what's in front of you and where your soul desires or is aspiring to accomplish in this lifetime. And the significances and meanings are indicated by that sign.
So if I'm a Capricorn and my sun and my rising or ascendant is Libra, what can I look forward to from your vantage point? So Libra is the first sign. It's an air sign in the physical quadrant, right?
Yes.
And it's about balance. It's about harmony. And what else?
Coherence. The ability to maintain equilibrium between the pairs of opposites. I mean, we live in a world of dualities. We have a front, a back, a right side, left side. And maintaining a balance between the two poles is highly important as a Libran and being able to walk the path. Now, Libra usually indicates when it's on your ascendant that you've come to a certain point and you are beginning to reverse and move in a different direction. It actually shows the coming on the path and beginning to move in a different direction. It actually shows a point of balance being reached and then the next phase in one's spiritual evolution preceding the sign of Scorpio, which brings tests. So in Libra, you find the weighing of this and that and the consideration of circumstances which are important, because many of us don't always consider things as they are or as they are spiritually. So with Libra, there is this great sense of weighing and of keeping a balance between the two opposites.
And I've been talking about the unity field of beingness, so maybe it is about resolution and Buddhic mindfulness. Hey, we're also in the cycle of Mercury retrograde, and when we were talking about preparing for the show, you shared that people could actually gain greater access to their own Buddhic awareness when they understand some constructive ways to use Mercury retrograde. So what are some of those ways that people can master Mercury retrograde?
Well, one is to take some time to be still, to become more present, to become more aware. And that only happens when you decide to become aware and to be present and to watch your own thoughts, watch your feelings, be the observer. When Mercury gets closer to the Earth, and that is what it does when it is going retrograde, it's in an inferior conjunction to the Sun. And as it gets closer to the Earth, you have an opportunity at least three times a year, or we have an opportunity at least three times a year, to get closer to our higher spiritual self. Now, you spoke about the solar presence. Mercury is the messenger of the solar presence. And as we get closer to understanding our Buddhic nature, which Mercury is called Buddha in the Vedic tradition of astrology, what happens is once we make a greater connection to our solar self, Mercury no longer is Mercury. Mercury becomes the sun. Mercury is so close to the sun that it and the sun can be considered one. And so Mercury, in a sense, is the messenger for the sun. And when we reach that solar understanding, it is like Mercury is no longer there. Now it's you and the sun. You no longer require a liaison between you and your solar presence. So you can do these things up until the 26th. Now, there is what is called an echo. Mercury retrograde has an echo after it goes direct, after it changes direction. So even a couple of weeks before and after this retrograde period, these are times where we can still access greater spiritual mindfulness.
So it doesn't have to be a negative thing at all. It can be a positive thing based on our viewpoint, our perspective, and our attitude. Hey, thanks, Raphael. We're going to take our third and final commercial intermission here. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Lewis, and my guest today is the astounding and wonderful Raphael Fitch, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
She's faced the hardest times you could imagine.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Well, I feel like dancing after hearing that. And Raphael was just sharing with me some interesting things that he's done in his life. He was in the movie The Siege. So if you want to see that with Denzel Washington and Bruce Willis, you can find out where he is and maybe find him in the background. Hey, we have a Mayer University course coming up this Sunday and the following Sunday. Maitreya Buddha speaks on Mu Atlantis and the New Earth. It's from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Mountain Time. And I'll be there with you all online in a webinar. And you can go to heartscenter.org, heartscenter.org, no apostrophe, HEARTSCENTER.org, and register for this online university experience. It's going to be awesome. And also, there's another one coming up November 9th and 16th, and that is with Boyd Batten on inner stillness. So these are both Meru University courses, and I encourage our listeners to check them out. Now, I mentioned earlier that we are giving away one free copy of Celestial Configurations of Africa and the Caribbean, selected at random, and you can call again the number 312-253-7600. That's 312-253-7600. Hopefully you'll be the one to get the book. And I mentioned, Raphael, that you have a couple ebooks coming up. Can you tell us about what they're going to portend?
Well, the first ebook is 1820. It's about Liberia, and it's the astrological and Masonic origins of the country of Liberia, or the nation of Liberia, or the state of Liberia. Many don't know that the first president of Liberia, just like the first president of the United States, was a master mason. And the Masonic tradition is suffused, or was at that time suffused, throughout the entire administrative aspects of the country when it was when it declared its independence in 1847. So,
and it was the first of all the African countries that were under British or other foreign rule to actually declare independence, right?
Yes, and Liberia was under the governance of the American Colonization Society, the group that was, I guess you can say, it was sponsored by James Monroe at the time, and he actually gave or signed off on the go-ahead for the country to declare independence from the American Colonization Society, because before that, they were under the thumbs of the American Colonization Society, and the first president was desiring to declare independence. And so there was a lot of going back and forth. And so the whole country's system of government was based on the government of the United States. So my book is about that. It's a narrative. I give you historical fiction. So there's astrology weaved in. There's a mystical astrologer who comes from the highest mountain in Africa, and Mount Kilimanjaro, and he comes to New York in 1819 to help change the time of the departure of the Mayflower, called the Black Mayflower, which would take American former slaves to Liberia. And so he discusses with a master mason who happens to be walking down the street in a certain part of New York about how he can change the time and what the portents were if it do not change the time of the departure, and how that will affect the country for decades and years and centuries. So that's what the book's about. It's a narrative. It's based on real history, and it's the same thing with my other book, Celestial Configurations, that we're going to be giving away. It's based on real history. There is a narrative weaved in to the historical stuff. So it's like taking a walk throughout Africa, learning about the countries, learning about the astrology of the countries, and also learning about an astrologer named Ahmad Jones, who has a spiritual mentor, who's a tall man, who's from Africa, who's an ascended master.
Kano, you're giving away a lot of information, but people can get it eventually by going to your website, theastrologyconsultant.com. Is it already there, or will be soon?
No, the ebook?
Yeah, the ebook.
The ebook will not be completed until sometime around the end of the year.
Okay, so the astrology consultant. Mark your calendars for Christmas or so and check it out. So what's the other book on?
The other book is the spiritual history of Paul Laurence Dunbar, who was one of the first African-American poets to make a living writing poetry and was one of the most internationally known poets of his time. This is during Reconstruction. This is during a period where the United States was going through a lot of changes, and he happened to be loved. He was contemporary with Mark Twain. They both had the same agent. So anyway, I figured I'd do a chart on him and talk about his life from that perspective, from an astrological perspective. So again, that's also based on history. The astrology is weaved in. There are many interesting facts about when he was born and when he passed, which have a lot to do with certain astrological configurations that were quite unique.
Wow. Okay, so you can check that out, and that'll be ready, what, early next year?
Early next year. I will put the dates when they will be ready on my website in a couple of weeks.
Okay. So what value can the astrology that you actually utilize be in the life of the average person who may be listening today on the street, driving in their car, dining in a restaurant if they're listening to the radio, wherever they are? What can people take home from what you would like them to know about what you do and how you do it and how they can improve their lives?
Well, for the common man on the street or woman on the street and anyone who may be pumping gas right now listening to the show, just know that you are embraced by the city that you live in. You come under the umbrella of the county, the state, the country, the planet. And throughout space, where you stand, where you're working, where you're sitting, there are conditioning and governing energies which are flowing through the whole area of space while you are doing what you're doing. I mean, we're living within the midst of energies emanating from various constellations and planets, even the emanations of our Earth itself. And so just know that you are living within a field of powerful forces. They're so subtle, though, you may not feel them, yet they are part of your experience living on this planet. So even if you haven't picked up a chart, just know that you are constantly accessing and being in contact with astrological energies. And in terms of what to expect during a consultation, the astrology that I do has a lot to do with understanding what your soul purpose is. Soul purpose is key. And many times when we do not follow or lead with our purpose, we tend to have difficulties and we tend to suffer and we tend to experience lots of conflict. But when you kind of know what direction you're going, utilizing a signpost like astrology, it helps you to assimilate the events on a daily basis because you have an understanding of where your true source is and where your beautiful future lies. So
with a professional astrologer like you are, instead of just reading the newspapers and getting kind of a general glimpse of what may be occurring, you can get a lot more specific. You can understand your natal chart. You can understand your progress chart, what progress means of what's going on right now. And you can actually find out portents of what could transpire that you can actually pray about and attempt to master through your own consciousness and your own awareness. So, Raphael, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been a pleasure to have you as my guest, Raphael Fitch. I'm David Christopher Lewis, my guest next week. Gosh, I don't see the list here, Patricia. But you can go to Heart Center Talk Radio and find out who my guest will be next week. Actually, I think I'm going to talk with Dr. Pat herself on Tuesday, October 21st. Heaven's Take on Halloween. So stay tuned to Transformation Talk Radio, and we're signing off for today. Take care and have a great day.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing,
get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week. Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
We're excited about Galeo's Cafe and Galeo's Dressings. All of the flavoring comes from a family tradition and recipe, and secondly, from people that love to bring to the table, literally bring to the table, what I grew up with, and that is a lot of love and delicious ingredients. And when I first discovered them, it was about 6 or 7 years ago. And what I loved about them was not only are they gluten-free, but they're made from some of the, you know, most incredible natural ingredients. And more importantly, I just want to say is for many of us, low fat and sugar. I mean, no sugar. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here.
Order your dressing today. Visit GaleosCafe.com. That's GaleosCafe.com.